Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What up?
We're watching Keon dancing with the stars back in the day.
Woo, look at that move.
I know your back hurt after that, boy.
Nah, I was good. I was good, man.
They got you on the Dr. Wizard for the...
No, I was good, though. I wasn't sore. Because, you know, it's a couple months of practicing right. And stuff. So
I heard
whatever little
crazy.
Muscles that you... Huh?
I heard the prep for that is crazy. Like, all the practicing and...
Yeah, it's pretty intense, I would say. So whatever little muscles you didn't know you had, where they were, they came out. I don't give a damn. He was like... Where did that come from? Never used that before. Okay. It was fun, though. A little nervous, a little scared, but it was fun.
You know who else had fun?
No, we're not going to do that.
You know who else had fun?
Already.
What's that?
Already. You with the strong transitions.
Yeah.
LeBron, boy. He didn't look happy on the bench when he was on the bench, but he gave him
46. Can we actually talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Did you see, because I was watching it this morning on my way into the city, they panned one of these screens. You know, like in an arena, there's, you know, 9, 10 different cameras. If you've ever seen like an ESPN production or a TNT production, all these different angles. And they had one camera that was literally from the top of the stadium that just zoomed down in Bron for like, it was
I saw
two
that
and
too
a half
this morning.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Him just sitting there while you're watching Russ
kind of looking
and Dennis
down,
Schroeder argue at each other with each other about a turnover. Bron is just sitting there staring at the ground like, yo, this is my life. This is what I'm doing right now. You can just feel his pain jump off the screen.
Gave him 46, though.
In another loss.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you know, you need your ace with you.
I hear you, but I know he's going to break the scoring record. He's going to break Kareem's record. I mean, it's a matter of time. But I guarantee you, ain't nothing about what LeBron's doing right now that is fun for him. He's going to break the record.
Of course, Jay. Like, you want to score 46 in a win.
Of course.
You know, because having that conversation at dinner after the game about scoring 46, that turns into, man, these dudes, man, I can't keep playing with these. That's all it turns into.
But, Key, remember this line. Remember, y'all, win, lose, or draw. It's all about having fun out there.
Yeah, but at the end of the day.
I know, but that's what Westbrook said. Like, that's coming.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel him. Like, Westbrook said that in the locker room one time when he was trying to rally the troops. And everybody kind of, it was trending on Twitter because people were like, well, it's not really win, lose, or draw. You're not really drawing in basketball. And nobody's trying to lose. And we ain't having fun while we lose, dog. That's not how it works.
Well, I know you can't use it as an excuse and everything, but by way of explanation, and I know this is part of what you get with AD. Come on, man. They got two great players on the team, and Westbrook is not quite what he used to be, and more than that, doesn't fit, as you said from the beginning, Jay, and as many did in this, you know, with LeBron, who needs the ball. But, like, you don't have AD. What do you think is going to happen? You're a top-heavy team. You invested basically everything you had in two dudes, and then half of them aren't there. Right? And then you're playing the Clippers. By the way, Key, out in L.A., and
no.
I know, you could always be like, man, the Clippers don't matter. And they don't in L.A., right? The Lakers, it's Lakers town. But they got Ty Lue. They're looking good.
We like Ty Lue.
Yeah. He should have been the Lakers coach. They're looking good.
Yeah, we like Ty.
You know, and Kawhi's back and all that. And they're hot.
That feels like every year. They're hot.
Yeah,
we like Ty Lue.
True.
Right, Jay?
Yeah.
We like Ty Lue. Best might be one of the top three coaches in the NBA. Well, you know, every year we say this. If Paul George just stays healthy, if Kawhi Leonard just stays, man, I'm just telling you, man, they got Patrick Beverly. He was doing this for him a couple years. Every year, I get it.
Then the conference title rolls around and they're nowhere to be seen.
I understand it. Maybe this year's different. Who knows? Kawhi Leonard, you know, rested up here and there, coming back. doing his deal. I understand all that. And it gets excited because it seems like the Clippers could potentially, you know, compete in the West. They won, what, 10 in a row now? And so when you look at that, you think, okay. And they just clipped the Lakers that was kind of, not, I don't want to say on a hot streak, but they certainly had been playing a little bit better than they had earlier in the year. So,
yeah.
Look, man, speak on the Clippers to somebody else because you're not going to sell me on the Clippers. You're just not. It's not going to happen. I hate to be disrespectful to them, but it's not going to happen. This is the same organization, even though it's different ownership and management and everything, that I've been watching since I was a toddler.
Yeah. I will say, though, you know, Key, Ty Lue is 10-0 against the Lakers when he's played them. So, like, that's a stat, right? The Clippers have not lost to the Lakers. They own that series, even though, like, the Lakers are the Lakers.
Now, the Lakers left the window open for them a couple, like, 5-10 years ago, and the Clippers couldn't get through it, right?
Yeah, but Ty Lue has the method on how they beat LeBron. They said, let LeBron beat you individually, limit everybody else, hence why LeBron having 40-plus last night, but the rest of the team struggling offensively.
And no ADs, that's the end of that.
You know, he coached him. So he certainly knows what to do like you said, to get the rest of the team to be the guys that's supposed to beat you, because LeBron by himself is not going to beat five dudes, especially when you got certain guys on the floor like Kawhi. And that's the recipe for success for the Clippers against the Lakers and LeBron James.
So, like, let's talk about LeBron for a second. He drops 46, right? Think about – when you think about the three guys in the NBA – like, if you have to give one dude an era, right? I know Steph Curry. Come on, man. It's been LeBron. Before LeBron, it was Kobe. And, like, you know, oh, what about Shaq and this guy? And that? But I'm talking about the guy, right? And before it was Kobe, it was MJ. Well, with that performance, LeBron joins Kobe Bryant as one of three players to have 40-point games against every single team he's faced in his career. Kobe did it against 29 different franchises, right? And then, just like LeBron, and he ties Jordan with three 45-plus-point games after the age of 38, who turned 38 a month ago. Mm-hmm. So, like, and those are the three guys when you think about who was the man, right, in each era. And you take this back 30-plus years now. Jordan, then Kobe kind of inherited it from Jordan, and LeBron inherited it from Kobe. And there he is with those two guys.
You said 29. What's the 30th team?
30 is them. In other words, you can't – you're going to score.
Oh,
you can only score against the 29 others that you play.
Yeah, I got it. When he played against the Lakers.
By the way, just to put it in perspective, not even engaging in the conversation around who the greatest of all time is, but when you see the numbers Michael Jordan put up at 38 – compared to the numbers that LeBron James is putting up at 38, it's
LeBron's
ridiculous.
A way better player at the age of 38 than Jordan.
That's exactly what I just said.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying,
we're in a different world too, man.
Yeah,
Of 28, stop. But at the age of 38, yes.
So did that make the point for you, Max?
What's that?
You get very sensitive whenever the LeBron MJ thing comes up. You have to go into this deep bag of proving that you're right about MJ. My point about LeBron is that historically, what he's doing right now at 38 is unprecedented, man. The guys have multiple 40-plus point games. And granted, it's going to take off some steam because they're not winning, because he doesn't have AD available and the fit with Russ doesn't really work. And there's questions around that. But him individually, man, is prolific. Like, the game of basketball has never seen a specimen like him.
Jay, how old was MJ when he really retired? Not the
like
hanging
about
on,
the
chilling out.
Are you talking about
the second three-peat, at the end of the second three-peat?
Yeah, because I don't think the Wizard game, I mean, I understand he went to All-Star.
He still
game,
put up buckets
no,
in
no,
them.
No,
I know, I understand, but that was different, though. That was like when Magic played forward.
No, not exactly.
Come on,
I ain't gonna let you do that to MJ. I played against that dude,
but it didn't look the same as what I'm saying.
Well, not athletically, but all the moves were the same. People still couldn't stop it.
I get it, Jay. I know.
Hold on, Key, you're remembering the last year he came back with Wizards, played 2 years with the Wizards. First year he got back there, he was great. He was one of the best players in the league. He wasn't himself, but he was one of the best players in the league. Then he got hurt that year. When he came back from that the next year, that's what you're thinking about. That's when it was like, come on, man.
I mentioned Jordan.
I told you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Right. What I'm asking you is I don't – the Wizards was cool.
Yeah.
But let's not fool each other.
Right. It's not the same.
I'm talking about when he retired after it was all done in Chicago.
2003.
How old was he? How old?
You know, that's what I was asking the age.
35, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know the exact age, but I know it was 2003.
I can look it up.
So he was 34 years old when he retired from the Bulls.
Yeah, and so there's that, and then
– so who knows, 90, man, if – hey, Jay.
98.
Who knows if he'd have – LeBron's 38?
If he had continued to play through?
If he'd have continued to play through, who knows?
Yeah, but some guys are built for longevity different than others. Like, Jordan retired after the first three-peat, retired after the second three-peat. You know, like – and you just look at him physically. He's not the same.
No, but Max, but, when you push through – and you know this is what you want to do, like LeBron, you train a certain way, you do certain things as professional athletes, you don't chill out. MJ chilling, he's smoking cigars, he retired a little bit, trying to figure out what he's going to do with his portfolio for a minute. He gets bored. Maybe I'm going to do some tequila over here. Maybe I'm going to do – and then he comes back and plays. It's different than pushing straight through.
No,
you know,
right.
It's like
you're
Tom Brady. That. If Tom Brady retires, it comes back 3 years later, what you think he's going to look like?
Yeah,
but it is like when you I know you've seen it up close in person, Key, like when you're next to Bron, but like when you're standing next to the cat and you're like, yo, you're 6'9", 250.
Yeah, big deal.
Like, by the way, that's the size of Karl Malone.
Yeah.
To put into perspective for people, when you used to see Karl Malone back in the day standing next to MJ.
Who's known as like the biggest dude in the league who wasn't a center.
That's a guard. Yeah. That's Bron as a guard.
That's right.
So you see that dude as a freight train still piping it on cats in traffic like he did against the Grizzlies. It's a different type of athleticism.
Karl Malone had his T-shirt tucked in some jeans, man. Miss me.
It's a little different.
Look, Jay, miss
you
me,
You said
man.
I ain't talking about Malone. Like, you got it. You go ahead and have your Shannon Sharp with Karl Malone. I ain't going to. Moment, I ain't doing that.
He had his T-shirt tucked in.
I ain't messing with that dude, man. He different.
Looks like.
Into his jeans.
Looks
he
like
had the Wranglers on, too, Key.
And with the big old belt buckle. Oh, God.
Looks like LeBron's going to pass Kareem in the next, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 200 points.
Yeah, 200 weeks, points. Something like that. Lakers, meantime, 22-26. They're in 13th place in the West. They had a chance to pick up a game on a team that's two games ahead, but six spots in the playoff rankings, and now the Lakers fall another game. All right. According to Dave McMenamin, I mentioned Anthony Davis before. He's going to return tonight against the Spurs, barring any setbacks.
Is he returning tonight?
Mm-hmm. The Lakers have gone 11-10 since AD went down. That's actually good news for them, I think. If you can keep your head, you could tread water, keep your head just above 500, and then you get your second best player back, you know, or basically 1A. That's good news for the Lakers. Everyone wants Mike McCarthy fired. Careful what you wish for.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Here's Prescott back. Has time. Throws out left. Intercepted. Ball got tipped up and taken by Fred Warner.
For us to only put up the points that we did, that's unacceptable. And it starts with me, and I've got to be better.
Hand off McCaffrey. Touchdown!
The San Francisco 49ers have earned their way back into the NFC Championship game next Sunday in Philadelphia by beating the Cowboys today 19-12.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hear us, of course, on ESPN Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can watch us on ESPN2 till 8 a.m. Eastern, on ESPNU till 10 a.m. Eastern. You can download the app, or you probably have it already. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio and hear us live. We are portable. You can download the podcast. Say Play ESPN on smart speakers. We pop right up, Play ESPN Radio. Is there a team lying in wait for Sean Payton? Could it be the Dallas Cowboys? Who could it be? Is it true, and who could it be? Diana Rossini tweeted that a team is waiting in the wings for Sean Payton. Look at this tweet from Diana. Also, to add to Jeff Duncan reporting, I was told there is a team waiting in the wings watching all of this. Could make a move if they get their, quote, ducks in a row. This follows Jeff. Well, here's Jeff Duncan's tweet. Latest update on Sean Payton. He completed his interview with Carolina on Monday in Charlotte and will meet with Arizona officials Thursday, as previously reported. His second meeting with Denver has been delayed. IMO, the longer this goes, the likelihood of Payton staying at Fox increases. Okay. Eight. Jerry Jones canceled his week. So now you have that information, okay? Now let me give you some more information. Jerry Jones canceled his weekly media hit yesterday. What do you think about those two facts? Key, is there anything there?
I don't know what it means. I could see after a game and a loss like that, yeah, you certainly want to kind of, you know, not go on a radio show and let your feelings get involved. So you want to decompress, I'm sure, to some degree. It's interesting what Diana said, though, about a team being out there, if they can get their ducks lined up in a row. And I can't really – the Dallas thing is interesting because it's just – it's Dallas. He coached there. You know, his kids kind of grew up there to a degree. He has a home there. You know, Jerry obviously is fond of him. If this was a couple years ago, I probably would be like, yeah, he's going to watch out for Dallas. Now, it would almost take Sean Payton to have to pry the job open. And I don't know that he's going to do that to go coach in Dallas. I just don't know. And that means Jerry would have to give up some control because Sean's going to want control. Like, he's going to want, regardless of how Jerry sits at the table and tell him, oh, I'm not going to be involved, you know, I'll stay. I don't know that he'll trust that, because I'm sure that those conversations have gone on with people in the past. In fact, I know they've gone on with people in the past and those conversations. Then a year or two go by, and all of a sudden, it becomes a strained relationship. So I don't know if it's the Cowboys. I just don't know what team. I keep trying to go through my mind. Is it a Green Bay situation?
Well, let's stay on the Cowboys for a second, because Jerry Jones did cancel his weekly hit, right? Like, Jay, I brought this up in the past. After this many years of futility, right? After you're at a certain point where you're like, I'm trying to do it my way, but I want to see my team win. That's Jerry Jones. Does this signal he's finally willing to compromise and actually cede some control to someone like Sean Payton, if we want to try to connect dots here, because he is now saying, if I can't do it my way, I just like to get it done. I need to make a compromise. That's how I read this.
So yesterday, while I started really digging into Mike McCarthy, I'm like, man, if you start looking at Mike McCarthy and you compare his numbers to other elite coaches around the league, It ain't that bad, man. It's actually better than what you actually may think. So you start saying, okay, one Super Bowl title, 61% winning percent in the regular season, 7 divisional titles, 54% in the postseason. You compare that to the likes of a Andy Reid, it's similar. You compare that to John Harbaugh, it's similar. Pete Carroll, it's similar. Like, so it's, are you getting that much of an upgrade with Sean Payton when you start looking at the overall numbers, looking here at the coaching resume?
Well, the only thing I would say about this is you have to look at who they had at quarterback, the teams they had. Now, you might argue, well, Dak is no great shakes. He's not Aaron Rodgers. But Mike McCarthy has always had a really nice situation, right?
Okay. Wait, but see, I'll push back on you now.
Go ahead.
Max, Mike McCarthy had a great situation because of Aaron Rodgers. Mike Tomlin didn't have a great situation because of Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, but
Remember, he had Young Ben.
But that's right.
Young
but we've seen Mike Tomlin.
But that's not. You said quarterback.
Okay. Yep.
Sean Payton had Drew Brees.
Yep.
Pete Carroll did have Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson and that defense was good.
Geno Smith.
Andy Reid is a quarterback fixer, but he did have a borderline Hall of Famer who I think is a Hall of Famer in Donovan McNabb. A lot of people may not think that, but when you go to four championships in the Super Bowl, huh? And then when you talk about guys like, you know, you start to look at it, Jay is right. You know,
well,
it's
not
far
off. I would say this.
Not all far off,
I would say this. To the point I was making, I agree with you, Jay, you are right. But, Key, you're pointing out, hey, all these guys had these great quarterbacks. But when they didn't, they still were successful to one degree or another. However.
But they all had, they never not had them.
However means I'm about to say something. However. So is, you can say the same thing about Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, when Dak got hurt, Key was winning. I think you guys might be right in terms of treating McCarthy unfairly compared to these other guys.
It's all about him getting fired.
Yep.
When you get fired, people look at you different than you retiring and getting out when you're supposed to. When you see that it ain't going the way you want to, you say, you know what, man, I'm not going to do this again. I'm going to get out of here and go find a better spot. So these other coaches that Jay is talking about, they haven't gotten fired.
I think you just hit it. I think that's it.
But, like you also, you know, look, we always talk about what situation happened, like the fact that they chose Aaron Rodgers over the head coach to a degree in Green Bay. Like, that's a big part of it. That's a huge part of the Mike McCarthy story.
Yes, that is correct.
That's just almost like it's, you know, you can have a perspective or a POV on somebody. And it's like, well, that didn't work, and it couldn't work with Aaron Rodgers. Why could it work with anybody else? And now you're seeing Aaron Rodgers in his situation. You're like, okay, maybe that makes sense.
He's right. If McCarthy – you're right, Jay, but at Key's point, like, if McCarthy – ducks
doesn't
out. If he bows out, feeling is different. Feeling is different than if you get canned.
I'm burned out. I'm burned out at the end. I see it coming. I'm burned out.
Get out of there. Duck out. Get out of there.
Catch up with you later.
So speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he responded to all his critics yesterday.
Yeah, JMX.
What do you mean, JMX?
Who was he talking about? Was he talking about yours truly? Jay Will, Keyshawn Johnson. Who was he talking
about? Me. You know, I like him.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, the Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
I don't think there's any way the Packers will trade him in the NFC. Mm. And if they do go ahead and trade him, it would be to the AFC.
I've never gotten to the end of my contract. So to even think about being in another uniform never really crossed my mind.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Aaron Rodgers actually was on the Pat McAfee show, believe it or not, Good for Pat McAfee landing that final.
He did the show again?
Yeah, twice, really, recently. That's
y'all
amazing.
Big kids, man.
Anyway, he spoke to Pat McAfee about a great many things, including the criticism about him. Listen to this.
I don't care about that stuff. It doesn't offend me. I mean, this culture, this woke culture, wants to be offended by everything. You just go online and find something you don't agree with. I'm offended. How could you possibly say that?
Yes.
I don't really care. I don't care who it's coming from or who said it. They're entitled to their opinion. It might not be right. And every now and then you got to get on here and say, hey, you know, you just found some bullshit. Like, that's just not true. Like, let's just tone it back a little bit. You might need to do that. Most of the time, you just kind of gloss over it. Who cares? It doesn't really matter. Because it honestly doesn't matter. It doesn't affect my day-to-day. It doesn't interrupt my whale-watching time. It doesn't interrupt me at all during the day. I don't think, you know, agonize about, like, oh, you know, Gronk said, you know, I shouldn't be worrying about MVPs. I'm like, I know Gronk. I love Gronk. He's awesome. He's fun energy to be around.
You know, I completely agree with Roger's first point, guys, where
Max,
when he talks about people are just looking for something to be offended.
Of course they are.
The issue I have with people who, and we're gonna hear more from Rogers, but the issue I have with people who use the word, say, woke as an umbrella to mean anyone who objects to anything, you know, or wants to address anything that's happened in the past or wants to make anything fair. The objection I have to that is separate from like, to those people who would use that word that way, is separate from the idea that, yes, by and large as a culture, we are trying to be offended, and that social media exacerbates it, because you send out a tweet or people get to react to a tweet and it's a little shot of righteous indignation. They get to be offended for a second and someone gets canceled, and then it doesn't mean anything to them, really. They just move on with their lives. So I get what Rogers is saying, and where everyone's looking to be offended, and so he doesn't sweat that. But let's not lump that in with, like, people who are legitimately like, hold on, man, what used to happen's not okay. You're doing something that's not okay. Right? He's responding to people who are like, he's like, really, what am I doing to offend you? I get that.
I've been, Max, I played professional sports, obviously in college. I'm with Aaron Rodgers, though. It doesn't affect my everyday life, man.
Right.
I've been the same way. You keep on talking crazy and this and that and doesn't do anything. Well, watching, I've never sat and really watched whales, maybe only once, but that's interesting.
You've never been whale watching?
Yeah, I said only once. He made it sound like he goes whale watching every other day.
Yeah.
Jay, like, maybe.
He may have that luxury.
But, three times. You know, you just, when you him and you've done some things in the past over the last several years, people are going to take certain sort of exception to it. And they're going to feel a certain way, whether it's right or wrong. The good thing that I like about him is if he's truly not paying attention to it. You know, if he's truly not paying attention to it. It's one thing to say you're not paying attention to it, and it's another to really, like me, I know I'm not, I look at it, like I look at it, but it doesn't affect me. I'm going to go have fun. I'm still going where I need to go. I'm not going to be like, oh, man, they think, and I could care less. I really can.
You see, for me, it's we live in a world in which we pick apart everything, in particular media and social media. Social media is another level to media, right? So there will be a certain element of people that today, the only word that they'll hear from that soundbite is woke. And they'll react, a complete reaction off of woke, instead of actually listening to what Aaron Rodgers says, right? Because that's the world that we live in. So for me, it's like yesterday when I said, hey, like, I think what the Dallas Cowboys did was whack. I did read the article. Be like, oh, Jay, you know, you're not even, you always talk about context. You didn't read the article. No, actually, I did read the article. But I also have a different perspective because I've been in that locker room. 99% of people in this country have not been in that type of locker room. And I also have been raised with social media to a degree. So I see how it affects certain players in this generation. So when I hear Aaron Rodgers talk about this stuff doesn't affect me, I hope that is his truth because it shouldn't affect him.
Absolutely.
Just like Keith said, like, at the end of the day, everybody's going to have their opinion about you, man. But ain't everybody walking in your shoes? Ain't everybody going on that field and trying to make the plays and trying to win the championships or understand what comes along that lifestyle? So they may not agree with everything that you say, but they have no insight to what life you actually live.
He went on to talk about Gronk's comments specifically. the fact that he wants to win MVP, he should be focused on Super Bowls. And you mentioned woke. I don't know that he said it in that first clip. I think he says it now. Listen, and I mentioned it also. Listen to Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show talking about the fact that he wants to win MVP.
Everybody wants to win MVP. Everybody who plays the game wants to be MVP. Like, yeah, you want to win a championship, 100%. Like, you want to go down in history on a championship football team. But everybody wants to win MVP too, any sport. You want to be recognized as the best of the best. Anyone who says they don't is lying or non-competitive. And either one of those, I don't want to be a part of.
Facts. So
he didn't say it in that clip either. But
so he should have said this last week. Mm-hmm. He should have just said this last week. See, now that's what that. Now see, that's the problem that I have, because you didn't say it last week, and he is correct about everything he said. Yes, you want to win an MVP. There's no question about it. I wish I could have won the MVP. It didn't happen. I won a Super Bowl. I'll take that all day long. I wish I could have got one with that one. I wish I could have got another Super Bowl and another and another and another and another. But if he'd have said that last week, Jay, we wouldn't have spent 2 days talking about what he said on the Pat McAfee show that he appeared on again.
Yeah, but Key, we spent 2 days because it's Aaron Rodgers.
No, yes.
And people tried to pivot that comment into the fact that, like, he doesn't want to win championships. I'm like, come on, man.
Well, we're really going to sit up here. Say it, though.
Yeah, but Key, you and
you
know
how it is. It's about what you say.
Key, there's a lot of days I want to be the best of the best of what I do. Just because I don't say it doesn't mean that's not the case that particular day. Like, do I just need to repeat it every time I talk into the microphone? I want to be the best. I want to win championships.
Well, when you put MVP in front of championship,
yeah, but
people going to break it down, Jay.
But that goes back to my original point, Pete.
Yeah, I understand.
People are going to find something to be angry at you
about. I never felt that he didn't want to win a championship. What I said is he could have addressed it differently, and he wouldn't have had the same sort of energy thrown at him by many people if he would have just said, like he just said. What if we took that same clip that he did, whatever that was, that little 30-second bite, took that and applied it to a week ago, when he was on the Pat McAfee show.
I hear you, though, Key, but in that same bite, though, because that bite was the one that was being played, he also talked about how much he valued his teammates on the back end of it. So it all depends on how that bite is being constructed, though.
Think about it, Coach. We never talked about whether or not he valued his teammates.
I tried to talk about it.
No,
but
I'm
Jay,
saying
when the criticism
that's not
came
the point.
Out,
the point ain't got nothing to do with valuing his teammates.
And also, the criticism is not going to come before he makes the comment. As Key points out, he made the comment. Then comes the criticism. Now you got to respond. And
now you got
to
respond.
Why do I have to respond?
Because when you take too long to respond, you're going to respond.
Well, you don't have to.
But that goes back to my original point about what Aaron Rodgers just said, though, Max. Like, I'm not worried about your interpretation of how I think or what I say in every single word, especially when it's a 20-second soundbite. You're not even using the whole clip to understand what exactly I was even saying. You're just reacting off a quick soundbite.
But he didn't address that part, Jay. What he addressed was the idea that he shouldn't talk MVP because it betrays that he really wants it. And his point now is everyone wants it.
Yes.
If anyone's it's like, but he should have said that once the criticism came out immediately. If you're going to say that anyway, don't wait a week, because then the media cycle keeps going.
Well,
I think he had to
wait a week because his appearance is.
I mean, he could say whatever he wants whenever he wants.
Right. I mean, why are you laughing, Jay?
But
right. I mean, I think he does it once a week, correct?
Yeah, weekly appearance,
but
my
point so is wait. About that. When you take too long to respond, the feeling people have intuitively is, yes, that sounds authentic what you're saying, but you had to construct that. It took you several days to suss that out and figure it out to say
well, see,
it in that way.
But see, Max,
that's exactly what I'm talking about, Max. That's media right there.
Is why I said people intuitively feel when you take too long that it's not as authentic. That is my interpretation. That's my analysis.
There's nothing wrong with your interpretation. Yeah. I get it. That you're right there. That's why I go back to saying if you put championship and MVP packaged up all together like he just did originally, we wouldn't even be having a second conversation or a second run at it. He shouldn't care about what nobody says, because I don't give a damn what somebody say about me, and he should feel the same way.
Aaron Rodgers, before you say anything, just always make sure you lead with it's all about winning championships and then get to your point.
I would say every 5 seconds
Jay,
or so
what do you,
you
think
should
about,
say
what do
the
you
word
think,
championship.
How beautiful of a day is it? You know, I just want to win championships. It's a beautiful day outside the clouds.
Championships.
Come on, man.
Every 5 seconds, championships.
Come on.
Hey,
where's
man.
The perfect spot for what's the perfect landing spot for Aaron Rodgers? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I don't think there's any way the Packers will trade him in the NFC. Mm. And if they do go ahead and trade him, it would be to the AFC.
I've never gotten to the end of my contract. So to even think about being in another uniform never really crossed my mind.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, were presented by Progressive Insurance. Aaron Rodgers finally does the Pat McAfee show after all these years. What, and said a lot of stuff on that show. Look, meantime, we just talked about that. Adam Schefter, ESPN's senior NFL insider, so interesting because last season it was like the general feeling was like, oh, he's on the move, right? Then after all that, he didn't go anywhere. And this season, the general feeling is Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay. And now all of a sudden, Shefty is reporting last night, 6 o'clock SportsCenter. Well, listen to what Shefty's reporting.
I don't think there's any way the Packers will trade him in the NFC. Mm. And if they do go ahead and trade him, it would be to the AFC. So start having all the fun you want with all the teams in the AFC that need quarterbacks.
All right, Miami Dolphins. Right. New York Jets.
Go through it.
But it's funny because, no, when you got to also think about Brady, right? Like, so any team that's looking for Rodgers going to have to give up multiple firsts and all this kind of stuff. So a team that doesn't have the draft capital, you know, probably looks and goes, man, I could get Brady just for the dough if I need a ready-made quarterback right now. That is, like, for me, the Jets, let's say. Teams with a little more draft capital who are like, no, I don't want him just for a year. I want him for a couple of years right now. Maybe Miami makes more sense.
Why do you guys keep overlooking Tennessee? Like, so he spent time down in Nashville. Ton.
They ain't got nothing, no, Jay.
They don't have any players. They got Robert Woods. I mean, they've been knocking on the door for a couple of years. I mean, expectations dropped off this year.
Woody is my boy. My Trojan and everything.
I'm not saying he's elite level like A.J. Brown. I get that. But I am saying they have a run game. Raybro and him do have a relationship. He has been known to buy a plot of land down there and build a house. I get what the better situation.
They got lots everywhere, Jay.
Well, I get it. And you also have to allocate a certain amount of money because you're taking away from the government. I understand that game.
I don't get involved in that.
I do. But, like, I don't know why Tennessee is just overlooked, why everything just automatically jumps to the Jets.
Well, because, one, it doesn't even jump to the Jets. It's only the Jets for me. It jumps automatically to Miami and the Jets when you're talking about the AFC. When you scour, what is it that he is trying to go get? An MVP trophy along with a championship. You can get that potentially in Miami. You got, on the offensive side of the ball, you got some really rare weapons in Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. The tight end, running game's okay. They could probably do a little bit better if they can find a different back, shore up their defense, but he can make the defense better as a quarterback. That's a good situation.
You don't think Lamar is a good situation for Miami? Depending upon the way things play out? Coming up,
see, we weren't talking about Lamar.
But I'm thinking about Lamar in Miami.
Yeah, but we're talking about not being the most reasonable.
I know, but you got to think about
you never said, hey, if Lamar Jackson was on the move.
But Key.
Who would you rather have? You didn't say that.
All this talk that now all of a sudden, like the Ravens are getting Lamar involved and who their next head coach is going to be.
Yeah, that's a done deal. That's a done deal.
That Lamar what?
He'll be in Baltimore. Done deal.
It does feel more likely he'll stay.
You think it's
now.
A done deal? He's going to be in Baltimore?
100%.
Not done, but I think it's more likely.
I'll give you my right arm. I'll give you my right arm, Jay. If he don't stay in Miami, you can have it. You can cut it right here. Right here. Just cut it right here.
I don't think it's a done
deal.
Guys,
let's keep in mind, Miami got penalized a draft pick. Was it a first? For
Jay, a Miami guy, was the first?
So it was a first-round pick for tampering, and Rodgers is going to be expensive in terms of draft capital. I think, therefore, and Tennessee, if I look around and I go, who's most ready-made to win now if they get a quarterback like Rodgers? Well,
but you gotta
remember, Jets have done this in the past with Brett Favre, actually.
Why would you want to follow that same path?
Yeah, it's tough.
But like, Aaron Rodgers is not going to want to follow the same ago, path man. That Brett Favre was down.
Unless he wins the Super Bowl.
That was 100 years ago.
Oh, my. But, Keith, it's not 100 years ago when you're the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers and the last infamous quarterback for your organization did exactly the same move that you're going to repeat and follow that same move.
But you're already repeating it by leaving. You're already repeating it by kicking your way out. You're already repeating the same move. So why does it really matter what a landing spot is?
In the scheme of things, when you make the argument, I do think Jay is making a point that puts it in the less likely, not more likely column. But when you add it all up, I still think the Jets make a lot of sense.
No, it does. I was going to get to the Jets, but then Jay derailed me with the Lamar Jackson conversation because I was going to say Miami – we already know what that is, what they got, right? They're missing a quarterback based on Tua's health. If Tua stays healthy, then I might be eating crow. Therefore, I'm not eating crow because he didn't stay healthy and they wind up getting bounced to the playoffs. The New York Jets are young. They got a fierce championship-type caliber defense. They just got rid of their offensive coordinator. We all know what their problem is, their quarterback situation. They're messing around with Zach Wilson, who, you know, a young guy, somebody might take him back. You got Joe Flacco, who's a dinosaur. You got Breece Hall, who's coming back off an injury. That's a hell of a young running back. You got Garrett Wilson. I don't know what they're going to do with Davis at the receiver position. Elijah Moore, the offensive line, we already know if they stay healthy, that's probably one of the better offensive lines in the AFC. And you essentially are now putting him in a position where he can go and be that veteran guy to help this team get to where they need to get to.
Okay.
And I understand following Brett Favre, from Green Bay to New York. So what? Aaron Rodgers just told you. He don't care what about people think.
Did Rodgers tip his hand? Did he tip his hand on the Pat McAfee show? Listen to Rodgers talk on the Pat McAfee show about Zach Wilson's future.
I hope that, whoever they decide to go with at coordinator can come in and work with him and kind of break down a lot of the fundamentals for him and get him playing on time, because I think he's talented enough to have a long career in the league.
Sounds like he could be a good understudy to Aaron Rodgers is what it sounds like to me, Key, as he's saying.
I guess. I don't know that Zach Wilson is going to be a star in this league.
Me neither.
I don't see it. I don't sense it.
Let me ask you guys a question. From what we know about Aaron Rodgers, right? Where Aaron Rodgers spends time in the offseason, like doing ayahuasca, country, all that. No, just think about it. Think about this line, right? I know it's about winning championships. Does Aaron Rodgers seem to you like a big city?
Man, you
like
go a metropolitan? In 2 hours, you're in the middle of nowhere. Come on.
No,
two,
but I'm asking real quick. Does he seem like a Miami kind of guy?
But New Jersey's not in the city. Oh, you mean in Miami?
Miami, no.
Does he seem like a New York Jets kind of guy, really?
Yeah, he might like New York.
Yeah, I don't see Aaron Rodgers as a New York guy.
But, Jay, they're not in Miami. They're like in Davis County or something like that, or Fort Lauderdale area.
I understand. I'm just trying to tell you who I've known Aaron Rodgers to be.
Yeah, and they're also they play football in Jersey, so like you get away. You get
yeah, they play out in the woods,
the Meadowlands,
of Jersey. They say,
which
Jay,
is right next to New York. Stop.
No, I'm talking about their facility.
How are the Chiefs, planning on stopping?
Man, I didn't disrespect. Why are you attacking me?
Going to find that out next year on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.